This is Close Up Fort Mill TKK, presented by Kuster Commercial, commercial real estate for the Carolinas. Now, here is Patty Mercer.
Welcome to Close Up Fort Mill TKK, broadcasting right here on WRHI FM 100.1, South Carolina's most honored radio station. Today's guest is John Ruda, IT director for INSP, and that's just one part of this guest today. We're going to learn a lot about information technology and realizing that what you don't know potentially can hurt you. Today's program is co-sponsored by York Electric Cooperative, providing safe, reliable, affordable, and environmentally responsible electrical power. U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Buying, building, or refinancing, put your trust in South Carolina's premier mortgage company. And we are live on location at Famous Toastery right here in TKK, where every server is your server. Welcome to Close Up, John Ruda.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I see you when you come to just take my little laptop and then you bring it back new and improved, and I appreciate it so much. And then I learned that you also are a TED speaker, and I watched your TED talk and I thought, wow. So it really intrigued me in terms of having a conversation with you. IT, information technology, is always changing. The ball is always moving. And before we get started into the information technology of our conversation today, let's tell me a little bit about you. Where'd you get your education? Where do you live?
So I live in Fort Mill, and I got my undergraduate and master's degrees from Winthrop University. So I've been around the area for a while. I grew up in Greenville, South Carolina before coming here to college, and I just stuck around ever since.
We like that.
So yeah.
We like that very, very much. As it relates to IT, we hear this a lot, IT. It stands for information technology. Under that umbrella, what is represented?
It really depends on the company, but it could be anything from programmers who code and just sit in a, you know, in a room and write code. It could be people that create solutions, project managers that manage those projects, to help desk that answer the phone and try to like help people use applications on the computers, to the people that build the servers and set up the network and all the infrastructure and everything in between.
I think that is very relevant for today, because technology seems to be changing at such a rapid pace. Is it an attitude that we just need to embrace when it comes to those upgrades and changes?
Yeah, I think it really is, because the upgrades aren't there necessarily for you to buy something new. There's no real conspiracy behind, oh, if you upgrade, it's going to like make my device quit working and I have to upgrade it. I know Apple's had a little bit of things like that. But most of the updates are out there for your protection. They're because there's just as many people trying to break into your devices to see what information they can take from it as there are people trying to protect and defend those devices. So every time there's a new update, it's probably fixing either a potential vulnerability that may be there that hasn't been exploited yet, or something that has been exploited and could cause you problems in the future.
Well, that makes me feel better, because when it comes to anything that is taking my information, and especially as gradually we are relying more and more and more on technology, we're giving more and more as it relates to our medical records, our finances. We are realizing it's a real simple way to get this stuff done. And yet there are those that are diligently trying to figure out how to get to our cookies. So it's good to know that we got good guys out there fighting too in this cyber warfare.
Yeah, there's always good guys, but there's always bad guys too. And sometimes, you know, it's hard to tell which is which. You know, there are companies out there that will offer you like a really good service in exchange for some information or some data, but you don't know what they're going to do with that data necessarily. I remember back probably 4 or 5 years ago, almost every app that you would install that you had to log into, they would say, hey, can we import your contacts to make it easier for you to, you know, connect with people or to invite people to the platform or to find friends that are also on this social network. And if you did that, then that person automatically was able to get the name and phone number and email address of your contacts, whether that person wanted it or not. So, for example, if I was in your phone and you decided to share it, and I don't want anything to do with that social media, that company, then they automatically have my cell phone, my number, my name, my email address, without me giving it to them.
Yeah, that's putting a lot of trust in the judgment of your friends and acquaintances. as it relates to being part of this social network, you know, there are some good things out there, but it also seems to have become another, like, time stealer. Now we've got email to catch up on. We got Facebook messaging to catch up on, Twitter messaging. People can access us in so many different ways. How do you encourage, or are there tips for managing all those messages?
Pick your favorite and stick with that, because I don't even have, like, the notification on Facebook Messenger. It doesn't even ping me. I have to go and check it. Otherwise, I may get, you know, bothered all day long. So I set times to go check things. I do the same thing with email. Email doesn't necessarily buzz my phone. I go and check my email. Otherwise, I'm constantly seeing what the next message is. And that's usually, like, sidetracking me from whatever task I'm supposed to be doing.
I love that. You're the IT guy. You know the ins and outs. And with that, you sort of go a little bit old school, common sense. Manage your time, or your time will manage you.
Yeah, one of the things I never do, I don't ever check email before, like, 9 o'clock. Yeah, that's unless there's something that I need to confirm or get out there, because I want to get through the first three things or two things that I need to do before I open that inbox and see, you know, whatever's going to sidetrack me or, you know, completely wreck my calendar.
Oh, exactly. Email is like shoveling snow when it's still snowing. Yeah. It's just like it's constantly coming in, and your one email may take your whole morning, and then you're looking at this feeling of, I've already been defeated, and it's not even 10 a.m. You know, as it relates to Facebook, that seems to be just the staple, maybe the thing that got all of this started. You mentioned a very interesting balance, and as it relates to regulation, I don't think I really paid attention to what I was giving up or what the algorithms were providing until I began to order on the internet, and then suddenly I would get almost like a customized ad telling me that somebody was seeing that I just ordered a chair, because now they're showing me how nice this side table would go with that chair. They're watching. So are we blindly sharing our information?
We are sharing it, and there's two different mindsets. One will say that, well, that's really good, because now you're only getting ads for the things that you might be interested in, instead of bombarded with ads that you don't care about and wasting your time. And, you know, they're providing a service of showing you things that you might like. That's one mindset. Another mindset is, hey, Facebook just knows what I purchased and what's in my house right now. And that's a little creepy. And that's done through the third parties. You know, like if you buy something from Amazon puts, they have a communication with Facebook through Facebook pixels that kind of tell Facebook what ads they want to show you. And then Facebook stores that data too.
So it's good if it's used for good, but it can also potentially work against you. We're going to come back and talk a little bit about, I don't know, do you have an Echo in your house, or do you have a Nest? And what that might mean in terms of what information you're sharing on the World Wide Web. And is it really out there forever? We'll see with John Ruta, our guest today, right here on Close Up Fort Mill TKK, presented by Kuster Commercial Real Estate for the Carolinas, here at Famous Toastery, where every server is your server. Stay with us. We got a lot more right here on Close Up. Located in Fort Mill, the Kuster Companies continue to create value throughout the Carolinas. Our multidiscipline team with extensive project experience provide expert advice, giving our clients the edge to excel. Kuster Commercial, customized solutions for every stage of the commercial real estate process.
Chris here with U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Looking to buy, build, or refinance? Put your trust in South Carolina's premier mortgage company, U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. We offer the most extensive list of loan products available. We love our veterans, and our rates are pretty darn good, too. Call me, 792-7168.
NMLS number 75597.
Hey, from Famous Toastery in Tiga K, we want to thank you for your loyal patronage, and we're excited to announce that both Indian Land and Rock Hill Famous Toasteries are open and ready to serve you our delicious, always fresh breakfast and lunch, daily specials, and I could go on. You can be sure that each location of Famous Toastery is uniquely designed with the same great culture and experience that we're known for. We'll see you at Famous Toastery, where every server is your server.
We now return to Close Up Fort Mill Tiga K. Once again, here's Patty Mercer.
Hello and welcome to Close Up. We are so glad to have you with us. We are talking with John Ruta today, IT Director for INSP, also serves on the Family Trust Board of Directors. Congratulations for that.
Thank you.
Keeping things local, we appreciate it. And you also come in and just ease my anxiety as it relates to new software and things like that that the every now and then come up as something I need to do as it relates to my laptop. So before we went to break, we were just talking about Facebook, the information that we give when they track our actions, and the difference between regulations. So Facebook is a private company, and yet most everybody seems to have it.
Yeah, it's one of those things that if you think about it, should they be more of a utility and be regulated like a utility? Because it is a communication platform, just like the telephone. You know,
right. Isn't that why Ma Bell had to break up?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And that's one of the things that our country has done in the past is split up large monopolies. And it seems like Facebook kind of is that. You know, you say, well, what about Instagram? I can go to Instagram. Oh, well, Facebook owns Instagram, so you kind of can't there. And then you say, well, Twitter, well, that's a little bit different. You know, there's a different audience and a different kind of message with Twitter. They limit the conversation and the text that are available there. So, it's kind of confusing. There should be some regulation of some sort, you would imagine.
Especially when there's that, like you said, you're combining companies. It gets bigger and bigger, and the impact that it has. We are certainly seeing an impact as it relates to celebrities and how fast the court of public opinion speaks out on their social platforms. We need to be aware of that. And you actually had an example of Russia troll farms.
Yeah.
What is
so,
that?
So one of the things that have happened, and it's kind of come to light after the election and after some investigation has gone through, is that, well, anybody can go to Facebook and create. No, you don't have to put in your driver's license. You don't have to verify who you are. You know, I could create four or five accounts as long as I have a different email address with each one, and there's no validation of who that person is. And a lot of accounts have been created where the person says that they live in Texas, let's say, for example, but really they live in Russia, and they're creating these accounts. And there's been examples of certain people creating a group on Facebook for some political purpose and then organizing rallies and things like that, where the person actually organizing this and going through all the effort doesn't even live in our country. And who knows what the actual intent is behind it.
It's like they're getting paid to stir up trouble over here. And you said they actually coordinate rallies where you've got two opposing groups?
So it was in Texas. They set up a Blue Lives Matter and a Black Lives Matter rallies right across the street from one another. And that was all organized. If you look back on the groups and the pages that organized those two rallies, they both came from IP addresses in Russia.
Wow. Now, you know, in light of how many months now with the Russia investigation as it relates to the election and right. Our president. I mean, it just lets you know anybody can be postured to look a certain way. What about when they do the effect of someone saying words and it's not even their words, but the digital technology gives us that ability to make it look like someone is saying something that they never said?
Yeah, so I guess it was probably about 9 months ago or so, Adobe, during their annual release, they're talking about their meetings and things that they came up with. One of their products that they released as part of their latest version of Audition would allow them to take audio, as long as they had at least 40 minutes of audio from a person, they could predict what the person's voice would sound like with different words. So during the presentation, the guy actually took a sentence that he had said and then pulled it up and transcribed the sentence. He deleted some words and put in some different words and replayed the recorded audio, and it sounded as if he said those words.
So how can you prove if something has been edited?
Oh, that's a tricky thing. And there's always going to be some flaws. There's always going to be something that's a little bit different. And it takes a lot of specialty to do that. But eventually we're going to get to the point where the general public won't be able to tell the difference.
And you just hope that someone trained to look for it, so forensic and going in there and finding
the
clues.
I think it gets to the point where you have to regulate some of that stuff. There's going to be some kind of penalties for pushing out, I don't want to say fake news, but something that's incorrect, inaccurate, without going through the due diligence to validate your story.
Well, it seems like we may be turning a corner as it relates to the accountability of fake news by, you know, the those that are supposed to deliver real, proven, vetted information. Everybody seems to be in a race to get there first with maybe the big sensational concept. It's about clicking and getting them to move over to the digital platform. I mean, look at what's happened in recent years with the movement from printed newspaper to digital online news sourcing.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of people might not realize that's how those companies get money, is by your views and the number of views that you have on a page or a website. Is, you know, that attracts how much they can charge for ads and that kind of such. So all that determines, you know, the value that's placed in that news. And when you look at a company, I'm going to go back to Facebook again. Now, I don't want to say that, I don't want to be trashing Facebook. I use Facebook, and just like most people do. But if you look at the algorithms in Facebook, it's no longer in chronological order. It's not like the order things are posted. It's what Facebook thinks you're going to be most interested in seeing. Now, who's to say that Facebook can't say, well, I would prefer you to see this news stories and not see these other ones, so we're going to hide these other news stories and only show you the news stories that we want you to see. And that's where it gets a little tricky. And
how can you prove that?
And you can't.
Yeah.
And not at this time, because Facebook's algorithm is hidden. It's not, I mean, that's their intellectual property. They're not going to show that to the world.
Ooh, Big Brother 1984.
Could
I mean,
be,
come
right?
on. Yeah, well, here's the thing. When we talk about teaching critical thinking in school and the possibility of something like that happening, that's the polar opposite. That's just basically whatever you want to believe being reinforced with others, be it a Russian troll farm, you don't know, or your neighbor up the street, you know, just basically hearing your own thoughts, surrounding yourself by people that have the same opinion, which doesn't really help in terms of making the world a better place.
Right. Yeah. It kind of creates an echo chamber.
An echo chamber. That's right. You get too much echo and I don't know.
Yeah.
It not only hurts your ears, but it might hurt others as well. Medical and banking. I think banking concerns me so much because, you know, Charlotte is a banking city, and security hacking, things like that. Weren't we like much later in terms of getting the chip? Well, I mean, that was surprising to me compared to Europe.
Compared to Europe, yeah. We were far behind Europe in getting the chips and the cards. And there's a lot of things that we still, you know, I just went to a gas station yesterday when I was filling up with gas. And I went inside to get a coffee, and they still had the swipe. They didn't even accept the card reader, you know. And it's still a transition period that we're still going through. We are a little bit behind in some of that. Luckily, unless you know, have a lot of money in the bank, you know, the federal government will insure up to, you know, a certain amount. So you are a little bit protected there when it comes to financial transactions. But it's very inconvenient for things to happen, and you see it all the time.
Well, I can tell you, a couple of years ago, I had a conversation with David Casey, Family Trust, and I was very pleased to see how proactive Family Trust Federal Credit Union has been in terms of protecting the security of its members. There are things, I mean, what you don't know can hurt you. When we come back, we're going to get some good common sense things of what we can do and what we probably shouldn't do as it relates to the internet. IT, information technology. Who knew? It could be so exciting. John Ruta here today as my guest, and we are live on location at I almost said Family Trust. Nope. We are live at Famous Toastery in TKK, presented by Houston Commercial Real Estate for the Carolinas, and co-sponsored by York Electric Cooperative and U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Come on back and find out what you shouldn't do on the web.
Chris here with U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Rates are going up. Are you prepared? Now is the perfect time to find your perfect home. Put your trust in a company that cares, U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. We love our veterans, and our rates are pretty darn good, too. Call me, 792-7168.
NMLS number 75597.
Located in Fort Mill, the Kuster Companies continue to create value throughout the Carolinas. Our multidiscipline team with extensive project experience provide expert advice, giving our clients the edge to excel. Kuster Commercial, customized solutions for every stage of the commercial real estate process.
On cold winter mornings and hot summer afternoons, we can beat the peak demand for electricity together. This is Mark Howie. Just go online to yorkelectric.net, sign up, and we'll let you know via email, text, or call when the demand is at its highest. All you do is turn off unnecessary lights and think twice before using your dishwasher, washing machine, or clothes dryer, and adjust your thermostat to use a little less heat or air during the beat the peak hours. At York Electric Co-op, we believe if we all cut back on energy use a little, we can make a big difference together.
We now return to Close Up Fort Mill Tiga K. Once again, here's Patty Mercer.
We are back and we are live on location, Famous Toastery right here in TGK. My guest, John Ruta, IT Director for INSP. We are learning things that you don't need to be afraid of, but you do need to be aware of as it relates to time on the internet. So what are some basic common sense things that we should never do?
The number one suggestion that I would have is don't reuse passwords. And a lot of people will use the same password for every single site and every place they go. And we hear about a lot of times, it might not be the big sites that get hacked, but it will be like one of the smaller sites. And if you've reused that password with the same email address, because most logins are your email address and a password, then the hacker has access and they can go and try some of the bigger sites to see if you use that same password and email address combination on those larger sites that are more valuable to them.
I know that they used to say like a real mixed up a combination of caps and lowercase and, you know, just all sorts of things. Mumble jumble was the best way to go with a password. And then it seems that they said, no, use a phrase.
Yeah.
What do you recommend with a strong password?
I recommend a password phrase. And, you know, you put spaces in there and things like that. It makes it a little bit stronger. And the reason why a password phrase is because people don't really guess passwords anymore. What they do is they can take what they call a brute force attack, or they'll take the hash, which is the combination of the password, the encrypted version, and try to decrypt it. And with computer power being as fast as it is today, you can send that up through a service. You can pay for services to decrypt passwords for you, and you just send it up there. It's all through the dark web. And usually they can break passwords that are under 14 characters in a day.
Wow.
So if you have something that's longer, I think the magic number right now is 27. 27 is kind of that point where it's very, very... It's
27 characters in your password.
Yeah, so if you had like a little short phrase like... we're eating at Famous Toastery today.
Yeah.
You know, it's this little sentence, and you can put some spaces in there, and there you go.
It would be a strong password.
Yeah, it would be a very strong password.
Who knew?
One of the things that I recommend, though, is to use a tool for your passwords. Like, I use 1Password, and it's a nice little tool. You can log in, and it generates the passwords for me, so I don't even know most of my passwords. I know the one to get into 1Password, and that's really about it.
That's helpful for sure.
So I couldn't tell you what my Facebook password is. I have no clue.
Well, but you know how to get to it. You know
exactly
how to access it.
Exactly.
Well, and I'm going to hold on to the fact that you said we've got bad guys out there trying to get our information, but we got good guys out there as well. You mentioned 5G. I don't know it. We hear 4G, we hear 5G. Where are we at, and how many G's are in this alphabet?
It's really confusing. I think right now 5G is almost kind of more of a marketing term than anything. And you'll see with a lot of the advertising, they'll say 5G-like or 5G experience. Because if you look at the real 5G routing technology for wireless communication, it's short range. It doesn't have as long a range as 4G. So it would require more towers or more locations. So it's a slower rollout. But they can take multiple 4G channels and kind of increase the bandwidth to make it seem like it's 5G. And they're starting to market that. I think the telecommunication companies made a little bit of a mistake by marketing the different, you know, 4G speeds and things like that, because we're going to run out. We're getting to a limit where the speed's not going to make that big of a difference.
And yet everybody wants to be, they want to have that, not everybody.
Yeah, but most people want the next level, right?
You kind of feel like, you know, I'm on this thing a lot. I mean, who knew that we would have so much information available on our smartphones? It changes everything. The way you travel, I mean, who you talk to, how you text, how you communicate. It's just it's a very interesting thing. And yet we do have concern when we see headlines such as the FaceTime app on Facebook. Again, sorry to go back to Facebook, but the idea that someone is eavesdropping into the next conversation and part of your day is a little disconcerting.
Yeah, and privacy definitely matters, and it is one of those things where there's always going to be issues and things that could come up. When Apple had a FaceTime issue, they fixed it pretty quickly. But other groups also have similar privacy concerns that could be out there, and maybe you know about them or maybe you don't. You just have to stay on top of your updates and your patches. And
when in doubt, who do you call? I mean, do most websites, I mean, they say you can, you know, go to the site, but sometimes it's hard on a digital format to actually find a real person.
Yeah, it is. And a lot of companies don't have, like, a real person you can talk to. You know, good luck finding someone at Google to answer the phone and help you on a Google search.
Yeah. Be careful what you subscribe to, because getting out of it can be a little tricky. But this is so fascinating. You'll have to come back and spend more time, because, again, we all want to understand what it is. We want to have that discernment as it relates to downloading, yeah? So, John Ruto, good to have you with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Alrighty. And thank you for being with us today on this edition of Close Up Fort Mill TKK, presented by Houston Commercial, commercial real estate for the Carolinas, broadcasting on WRHI-FM 100.1, South Carolina's most honored radio station, and co-sponsored by York Electrical Operative and U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina, right here on Thursdays at Famous Toastery. If you'd like to share today's show, just simply visit WRHI.com. While you're there, you can check out past episodes. Until next time, this is Patty Mercer. Have a great day.